This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, May 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Maha Day, USDA plan in the dock, and UK backtracking on biotech. The Maha report is expected today. The Trump administration to release a report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission with notes on how pesticides and ultra-processed foods allegedly connect to childhood chronic diseases. The panel led by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to lay out findings on potential contributors to chronic diseases among children. While this report is not expected to include policy recommendations, the commission is expected to draft a federal strategy to combat childhood chronic diseases later this year. Keep in mind, leading up to the release, farm groups and lawmakers expressing concern about what the report would say about pesticides, and specifically glyphosate. They argue these products have been thoroughly reviewed by the Environmental Protection Agency, and transitioning away from them would not only hurt farmers, but also drive up food costs. Kennedy assured senators this week that the drafts of the report he's seen would not hurt farmers, but some aren't convinced. Speaking to reporters on a call sponsored by the industry coalition Modern Ag Alliance, Missouri farmer Blake Hurst said, "I don't believe that we have anything to worry about. It's hard to have been compared to Al-Qaeda in the past and then be told of a partner now," said Scott Henry. He's an Iowa farmer. RFK Jr. once compared hog farmers to Osama bin Laden. Meanwhile, about 360 Maha leaders, including 30 farmers, wrote to Kennedy to defend the commission's work and urged him to stand firm in the wake of mounting pressure from stakeholder interests and lawmakers. They urged the commission and administration to publicly reject a letter from members of Congress encouraging the panel to follow sound science. The Maha leaders argue this letter puts corporate protection over public health. Additionally, the Maha advocates encourage the panel to oppose efforts to shield pesticide companies from legal liability for health and environmental harm. They also recommended President Trump issue a statement affirming the administration opposes federal preemption laws on chemical products. Reorganization plans at issue in federal court hearing today. The Trump administration plans to overhaul the federal government hang in the balance today in a courtroom in San Francisco. That's where U.S. District Judge Susan Illiston will be hearing from Justice Department lawmakers and those representing unions and other parties seeking to halt the planned reorganization of 20 agencies, and that includes USDA. Illiston has already issued an order temporarily stopping reorganization. She's been asked to turn that into a preliminary injunction, but the government is seeking emergency relief from the Supreme Court. The hearing is scheduled for 10:30 Pacific Daylight Time, 1:30 Eastern Daylight Time, can be viewed on the Northern District of California website. UK's EU reset leaves future stance on gene editing uncertain. The United Kingdom's pledge to create a single sanitary and phytosanitary area with the European Union has some lawmakers nervous that the country could reverse its progress on gene editing. Gene editing is one of the few areas where UK and EU regulations have diverged since Brexit. New regulations signed into law earlier this month greenlit the cultivation of gene-edited crops in the UK, while the EU maintains strict limits. The chair of a UK parliamentary group on ag science and technology has appealed to the government to ensure the regulations won't be diluted by the EU-SPS deal. In a letter, the MP stressed the need to preserve autonomy in gene editing, citing new trade opportunities with countries like the U.S. Now take note, the U.K. could push for a GE carve-out in the coming negotiations. The UK-EU documentation announcing the SPS agreement said both sides will negotiate some limited exceptions to future regulatory alignment. Steve Reid, the UK Minister for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, said at a parliamentary meeting this week that the door remains open to an agreement with the EU around gene editing. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. States spar with Trump administration over limits to tariff powers. Lawyers representing a group of states challenging the president's use of emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs are clashing with Justice Department officials over the limits of presidential tariff powers. In a hearing before the U.S. Court of International Trade yesterday, Brian Marshall, an Oregon state attorney speaking on behalf of the 12 states, argued that duties imposed on Mexico, Canada, and China have no direct link to remedying the fentanyl crisis. Allowing the tariffs to stand, he said, would signal that as long as the president wants to impose a tariff, he can do it for any reason, he says, so long as he says it's an unusual or extraordinary threat. But the Justice Department's Brett Shumate, who spoke on behalf of the administration, argued that it's up to Congress to set limits on the president's use of emergency powers to impose tariffs, including by striking down an emergency declaration. The Senate has had two such votes, only one passed, but lacked a veto-proof majority. The House has blocked efforts to force a vote on the tariffs. Marshall to introduce food additive bill. Senator Roger Marshall, Kansas Republican, introducing a bill today that would establish a new category of animal food additives that can be approved through a petition process. He'll be joined by introducing the bill by Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Michael Bennett of Colorado. The new category of the petition process would cover ingredients that address animal health, food safety, or environmental benefits in an animal's diet. Brown introduces bill to continue Healthy Food Initiative. Lawmakers have introduced a measure to reauthorize a USDA and Treasury Department initiative to increase access to fresh, healthy foods in underserved urban and rural communities. A senior member of the House Ag Committee, Chantel Brown of Ohio, co-authoring a bill to reauthorize the Healthy Food Financing Initiative and sent letters requesting annual appropriations. The program is administered through USDA's Rural Development Office and Treasury Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. It provides loans, grants, and technical assistance to improve access to fresh, healthy foods through public-private partnerships. Here's today's final word. The Chesapeake Bay has lost a fierce champion. Representative Connolly was one of the Bay's most dependable allies in Congress. His death is a huge loss for everyone who loves the Chesapeake Bay and its rivers and streams. That Chesapeake Bay Foundation President and CEO Hillary Harp Falk commenting on the death Wednesday morning of nine-term Representative Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia. Connolly was especially well known for his defense of federal workers. The day before his death, he and Representative James Comer of Kentucky introduced the Esophageal Cancer Awareness Act. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, May 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Dowling.